Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God, He loves us. And He speaks to us from His abundant love from the heart. And the Lord has so much to say to His people. He cares about all the living ways of life. He loves us and He seeks to be a blessing to us. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to understand His ways. And we can go forward in the Lord our God. There's so many things that we can do as we follow the Lord. Now he keeps His word. All of His promises are yes and amen. You don't have to wonder about whether something is His will that the word already stated. You don't have to wonder, is it God's will to heal, when He already gave us that. He said, by His stripes we are healed. It's up to us to believe it and receive it. And I was just thinking a few moments ago about how we break through. Now, sometimes in prayer, all the precious promises are true. And we have to learn to live by our faith. We have to have faith in the first place before we can live by it. Habakkuk 2 and 4 says, the just shall live by his faith. In other words, the setting is a man taking God at his word no matter what happens around him. You know, many people, they look at the circumstance and they just forget about God. But the just shall live by his faith. The just will endure. The just will stay in faith. The just will live by his faith. We're saved by faith. We stay in faith. We operate by faith. And we get skilled at it. And Jesus told us the rules. If you believe and doubt not in your heart, you'll speak to this mountain and it'll be moved. You'll have what you say. Now, believing and doubting not in our heart, that's where prayer comes in. Sometimes we have to pray until we break through. And the breakthrough is not, we're not getting God on board when we break through. All about breaking through, we're breaking through the doubts of our own mind and our own heart. The mind, the word of God is spiritually discerned, not naturally discerned. And the mind is used to the natural. And when God gives you something, He gave it to you, and you have to receive it in the heart. The word of God gives you faith. Faith is in that grace, the grace of God's word. It's a gift to us. God's word is a gift. Salvation is a gift. All the knowledge of God is a gift to us, and there's faith in it. And we take Him at His word, then we can have what He say. No matter what happens around us, that's irrelevant. All the influence of Satan becomes irrelevant when we focus on the word of God. Faith looks to God. Pride looks within. No, there's no answer within a man's own being. But the answers of life come from God. Now, the word of God can be in your heart. I'm not talking about, you know, pride looks at a man's own efforts. What I can do, what I think, what I approve, what I know. Those are limited. That's limited knowledge. But God's knowledge is greater and unlimited. Now, the word of God, we take the Lord at His word. Faith looks to God. The knowledge that He gave us, we're looking to Him. And we believe Him at it and take Him at His word. And we have whatever we said we have. We have whatever we believe we have. Our words put a demand on that promise. And it's released. You release it. Because God already gave it. But prayer, we can break through. And once you break through, it becomes easier the next time you have the same situation. Now, some things are difficult to believers. And that was a lady that came to the church. She had, I guess it was Parkinson's disease. She couldn't stop. She couldn't be still. Her body was always in motion. She couldn't control her limbs. And they would just move. She just moved all over the place. She couldn't be still. And we didn't break through. She stayed like that. She may have died that way. This was back in the 80s. She was an older lady. So, and you know, our hearts went out to her, but we did not break through that time. There were other things that we did break through on. And I think about that. And I think about, over time, how we grow from glory to glory. Now, Jesus never had a problem getting the people healed, but even though, even with the precious promises and the written word of God, there are times we just did not break through. There are things that I didn't break through yet. But you can. But this is something I realized that I have in common, that I found to be common. If every time I did go forward and learn something that I didn't know, like I always talk about, or I changed something, or I broke through, I said that I'm gonna do this. And I said that statement from my heart. I didn't know how. I didn't have the experience. None of that was relevant. I was gonna learn my answer and get what I was after. And every time I did that, I always won. Now, if I just prayed and then forgot about it, it didn't. That though, I lost those battles. But the times that I made a difference, that's when I said, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna learn this. I'm just being honest. That's the times I failed, I didn't take that position. But the times, every time I took that position, I always learned the answers from God. Well, why not do it every time? That's a good question. Some things are more important to me than others, I guess. Some things I knew that if I didn't learn this, I'm going to have problems all my life. When Satan tried to tempt me with women, I said, I'm going to learn this. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do, and I want you to teach me everything I need to know so that I can stand and not be bothered with this again, ever. And he taught me how to. He taught me systematically. And it started with love. I had to love them. All the women that was aggressive, like I've talked about in the other broadcast, I had to love them as people, daughters of God, sisters in the Lord, or sisters, period. And I didn't know how to. They were strangers. They weren't my sisters. They were not like sisters to me, but they had to become like sisters. People that God loved, daughters of God, people that God cared about. And you know, when you love somebody, you care about all of their life. You know, and adultery and affairs, what will that do to a person's life? It'll destroy everybody's life and the people around them. It hinders everything. And the Lord taught me systematically how to kill the problem. Started with love. And then the last thing he taught me, I talked about this in another broadcast, that he said, don't fear falling. And then fear has torment. And that's where looking back at it, that's why you feel so devastated, because you're tormented with fear. You think you're going to fall. You think you're going to do something you regret and betray God. And when that was gone, I was free. I could laugh at the same circumstances that I would go and pray for hours about. And I was serious about these things. You got to be serious about what you're going to change. You can't. It's not like the world. I think I'll go get me a glass of milk, and you pour the milk, and you got it. But when you're taking the promises God gave you, and you're stopping the enemy in your life, you got to believe it from the core of you, from the heart. It's not hard. But when you're not used to it, it seems that way. And it hinders your faith. Sometimes people have faith, enough faith to get the job done, but they didn't get the doubt out of their path. They still have doubt in their heart. That's where we break through. We drive it out. We drive out the Canaanites. just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites. They'd be like smoke in their eyes and thorns in their side if they didn't. It's the same thing. That's how, when we break through, we're breaking through the culture we're used to. We're breaking through the limitations that we picked up in this dirty world. In the kingdom of God, there are no limitations. But on earth, we were raised by limitations. We believe them. And we have to get rid of them. And this is where prayer comes in. This is where, these are the things we learn as we worship God and as we study His Word and ask Him questions. A lot of Christians just won't ask God no question. They just let everything be up to God. You can't do that in life. What God gave you is what He gave you. You're not trying to get Him to do His Word. He did His Word. He did His Word. He did it already. It's done. We have to believe it without doubt. If you can do that, you can have anything you can imagine. Some things you may have to work for, but work for it in faith. Working is faith activated. You have to do whatever you have to do, get it done. Every time I said, I'm going to do this, I always did whatever it was, and I always learned what I had to learn. And then the Lord taught me things and I could easily receive. You know, it helped me to receive what the Lord already said. Things personally. He used to talk to me and tell me things and I would struggle with it. But as I continued to endeavor to learn, it was easier for me to receive what He said and operate in it the first time He said it. All that's important. You develop your skills. Any Christian can do this. Most Christians lack visions. They lack vision. Doing the Word of God gives you new vision. You're going to win some battles and you're going to have new vision. Now, the lady that had Parkinson's, some Christians, they do the same thing I did. They said, we're going to do this. Any Christian that take that position, they can seek the Lord about how to get the change she needed. And they could have helped her. And some people are anointed. See, those that are anointed to heal, their anointing would have broke the yokes. And that lady would have been healed. But you can do it by faith. This is something that has to happen in the body of Christ. We have to learn to take God at His Word. He already did His part. We gotta be better about doing our part, driving out all doubt. You can refuse to doubt. Sometimes I speak, I just say, I will not doubt my God. And I speak it, and it works. It's easier for me to believe. And I think about the good things that God have done, current miracles, old miracles. And I don't see things like I used to. Once you receive the Word, you see more. You have more knowledge, more logic. And it's important to know who you are in Christ. Daniel said that those that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. He didn't say they'll be weak and high. He said they'll be strong and do exploits. One thing that's missing, I always talk about hearing God, drawing near, worship. The generation, one thing that they have missed out on is that worship relationship we used to have at church. Years ago, we would come to church just to pray and go in God's presence. We didn't just go and pray and tell Him all our problems. We worshiped Him. And we got in His presence. And we got quiet and listened. Now, these things developed over time. You know, when I got saved, I was about 20 years old. 19 years old. And we used to get together on Friday night instead of, that's a night when teenagers and young adults go get in trouble. We used to go clean the church up every Friday night. It gave us something. We wanted to do something for God. And we didn't know what to do. So we could clean the church. We cleaned the church every Friday night. And we vacuumed it, cleaned it, wiped the pews down, and sang praise songs while we, I'm serious. We pray. Me and Greg Hosey, Terrence Givens, Steve Glover, and a guy named George. We all did this. George lived nearby. And we do this. And then we go get something to eat and talk. But we grow from glory to glory. Christians don't always, they're not like Jesus. They don't always do. We learn to be like him. Jesus wouldn't had, he would have had no trouble getting that woman healed. Now I asked the Lord my hard questions. I asked him things. I said, Lord, how can we do, I ask him things like, how can we get that lady healed? And then he'll answer. The last time I was talking to him about something like that, I said, Lord, healing, what's going on? We struggle to get people healed. And he said, he put it to me real plain. He said, it's as easy as picking fruit off a tree. And it is. Just don't doubt in your heart. He gave me a visual. I could see myself picking fruit off the tree. I can see, now I can see myself picking healing. And my daughter was healed of Crohn's, but that was scar tissue that would flare up. And she had that section of colon removed recently. And I prayed, I got those that believe God to pray. And we just believe God that she was, she decided she wanted the surgery because she got a scholarship. And she wanted to, she didn't want to be bothered with that problem anymore. And she'd go time without problem, but then she at any time she may have a flare up. But when they, every time they did a, they scoped her inside, they couldn't find Crohn's anymore. She called me at work and told me they couldn't find, I wouldn't, pastor prayed for her. He said, anybody with a stomach condition come up now. And she walked right up there in faith. And he laid hands on her. And I hadn't bought any more Pentazo since that time. About two years ago. And it dawned on, she's here. And they couldn't find it anymore. But the part where the problem was, they cut it out. And she healed so rapidly. Had surgery on Monday night. And they had, she had to eat ice and chew chewing gum for 2 days. Then on Thursday, said she could eat. Friday morning, she ate waffles. I couldn't believe she. I said, girl, you ate waffles? The doctor said she could eat. And I brought her some peaches and strawberries. And she asked for soft fruit, so I bought some. I got some. I went and found some soft peaches and took them up. She ate waffles before I got there. God is good. Healing. He works with us. And she had no fear of getting of having surgery. She was just as confident. She's 18 now. She's just as confident, and I mean, it's awesome. I thank God for my daughter. I thank God for his word and how he keeps his word. And he did these things for us. We don't have to wonder about it. We don't have to labor and trying to get God to do what he already did. See, receive enough words so that you have a visual of what you have. When I say that I'm going to learn this, I'm going to do this, and I seek the Lord till I'm going to get my answer, a joy comes over me right then, and I know that it's coming. I'm going to learn something. I even get excited about the fact that I'm going to learn something from the Lord. And when it happens, I rejoice, and then I tell people about it. Seek the Lord. That shouldn't be missing anymore. The Lord, God is good, and we need to know him. We need to seek him out and learn who he is and what he has to say. Again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will guide you in all truth, and he will teach you continually, even all day. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.